This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. That's right, I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the most talked about show on the net, The Alex Jones Show. Why is it the globalists and the two-party duopoly that have run this country into the gutter are so hysterical to ban The Alex Jones Show? That's because we bring you the truth 7 days a week. So you're in the right place. Buckle your seatbelt. We've got a great show for you. Now, just last week, you may have seen a raft of fake news stories regarding a legal settlement that I reached with a Chinese billionaire who is fighting extradition to his home country where he is wanted for financial crimes. This is one of the greatest smears in American history because, to be very clear, I have never broadcast or reported any story or any fact that I did not believe to be true at the time I reported it. Not on InfoWars, not on any other platform. In this instance, some of the details of my report regarding this businessman turned out to be incorrect. That's because I relied on a source who just turned out to be wrong. And unlike the Washington Post, unlike the Wall Street Journal, unlike CNN, unlike MSNBC, when we make an error here at InfoWars, we quickly correct it. That's what real journalists do. But every single one of these mainstream media outlets led with a headline that says, Roger Stone admits lying on InfoWars. No, I never said anything of the kind. And in the settlement, by the way, I was sued for $100 million. I paid zero, but I issued a retraction and an apology built around two key points. I said the businessman in question had been a bundler for Hillary Clinton. That turns out to have been a misreading of the Federal Election Commission report by none other than Sam Nunberg, and also that he was financing a presidential campaign for Steve Bannon. I was incorrect about that. He's financing a nonprofit for Steve Bannon, as reported in the New York Times, for $100 million. Funny, the same amount that I was sued for. That was a page one story in the New York Times only days ago. And, of course, I said that Mr. Kwok was wanted both in China and here for financial crimes, when in fact he's only wanted in China for alleged financial crimes. So our apologies, but unlike the mainstream media, we correct when we're wrong. It's not often, but it happens. We have been proud of our track record here at InfoWars of bringing you tomorrow's news today. We've had a series of breaking stories over the last 2 years. It is kind of interesting that in the 2 years that I have been reporting for InfoWars, I have had to issue one retraction and one apology. That's what real journalists do. In any event, you're in the right place. It's the Alex Jones Show. I want you to take a moment to go to the InfoWars.com site. We'll be back to talk about this, but I want to remind you, we are completely and totally listener and viewer supported. Therefore, if you don't go to the site and load up on our very best products, whether it is a nutraceutical, a t-shirt, a book, or anything else, a water filter, well then, we can't continue to expand and continue the fight against the deep state, the globalists, George Soros, and others who would put us out of business, who would snuff out this very broadcast. So please, give us your support. We need it more than ever before. A lot of people think that Alex Jones and I cry wolf, that we are exaggerating the hazardous days ahead. That's not true. InfoWars faces multi-million dollar bogus harassment lawsuits that they use as an excuse to censor us. Please have our back because we have yours. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. That's right, you're on The Alex Jones Show, the most talked about, the most controversial, and the most news-busting story on the, or I should say program, on the net and on your local radio station. We're proud of the work we do here. We're the Paul Revere of the American political revolution that has taken place under President Donald Trump. It's amazing to sit back here and watch the spasms and hysteria of the far left. You see, when I first got involved in politics, the left was against war. The conservatives were for war, certainly against the war against the communists in Southeast Asia. And let's face it, if President Barack Obama had ended the war in Syria, well, they'd be nominating him for another Nobel Peace Prize. But because Donald Trump has kept faith with the American people, because he has kept his pledge to get us withdrawn from endless foreign war that cost us billions, not to mention American lives, well, we're against anything the president does, and that includes making peace. It is disgraceful. It's amazing how Donald Trump has stuck to his guns when it comes to the withdrawal from Syria, bringing our troop levels in Afghanistan down by 50% on the way to bringing them to zero, exactly what he told the American people he would do when he ran as a non-interventionist candidate for president. And now he is hanging tough on the wall in a way that few could have forecast. The thing about Donald Trump, a man I have known for 40 years, is that he is an inordinately stubborn individual, and I say that in a positive sense. What I mean is, when the president puts his mind to a goal, he will not be taken off of it. He will not be distracted. He will not fold. And I am convinced that he will let the government shutdown go as long as it needs to until the Congress folds and gives him the funding for a wall. Do we really need a wall? Take a look at what's going on in Europe, even as we speak. Take a look at what's going on in France, in Belgium, in Germany, in Paris specifically. Tell me that that tidal wave of terrorism, of rape, of murder, of assault, of peace-loving citizens is not headed this way. That is the wave of the future if we allow unfettered, open borders, and let anyone come into the country who wants to. If you do not have borders, you do not have a country, as the president has said throughout his campaign. Now, let's go to another story that I know a lot of InfoWarriors are most interested in, and that is the fate of Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. Now, right up front, I want to say that I supported Scott Israel for sheriff the second time he ran because I learned that our local Broward County, Florida Republican sheriff, Al Lamberti, had been corrupted by a Ponzi scammer named Scott Rothstein, who was using the Broward County Sheriff's Office as his personal Gestapo. And that he had corrupted the agency, was using it for his personal protection. We even learned that Sheriff Lamberti ordered the destruction with a hammer of two hard drives that contained evidence of his illicit relationship with the Ponzi scammer Rothstein. So I supported Scott Israel for sheriff, and I live to regret it. Then, when the shooting at the Parkland High School went down, well, the sheriff lied to my face about what happened. I should have listened to Alex Jones and others who told me that their analysis indicated that more than one officer had stood down. Now, we have learned, based on an incredible story in the Miami Herald and then spreading elsewhere, that the official inquiry, one of two, indicates that at least six Broward County Sheriff's officers arrived at the Parkland High School, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, while there was still active shooting going on, and that they stood down for 11 crucial minutes. Minutes in which you could hear the ringing of gunshots and probable murder in the background. It is amazing to me that Governor-elect Ron DeSantis essentially ran on a platform pledging that he would remove the sheriff. 77 members of the state legislature, all Republicans, co-signed a letter to Governor Rick Scott demanding the ouster of the sheriff. But Scott has taken no action, preferring to appoint two different commissions to study exactly what happened. Well, now we know what happened, and in a stunning editorial in today's Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, a newspaper that, frankly, I very, very rarely agree with, we have learned even more. Not only is there the failure of leadership by Scott Israel in the Parkland High School shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, but there's also his mishandling of the shooting at the Fort Lauderdale International Airport. I must sadly admit that I agree it is time for Scott Israel to go. And Ron DeSantis said that he would have suspended the sheriff, removed him, had he been governor at the time of the shooting. Ron DeSantis, the Republican candidate, now governor-elect, appeared with Andrew Pollack, the father of one of the victims of the Parkland shooter, a man who lost, tragically, his daughter on that fateful day. Now, however, Ron DeSantis seems to be backing off his pledge to replace Sheriff Scott Israel. Let's take a look.
Campaign, you said a number of times that if you had been governor after the tragedy at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, given the response of VSO, that you would have suspended, fired Sheriff Scott Israel. Well, on January 8th, you're going to be the governor. Will you suspend him?
Well, I also said that I would take stock of what's happened between the time I said that and when I was governor, because I didn't know what was happening, and there is going to be a report that is going to be presented to the public early in January.
Right.
So I want to look at that. From what I've been told about it, there's a lot of really troubling facts about, really, this guy should not have been anywhere near that campus. He should have been brought to in the criminal system. So there's a whole bunch of problems, but let's get that out there, and then we'll make a decision.
Well, there you have it. Now, if anything, the information that has come to light since the shooting, since Mr. DeSantis was elected governor, is even more troubling than what we knew before. So what will happen? Some people speculate that outgoing governor Rick Scott will remove Scott Israel and appoint a replacement. Other people believe that governor-elect Ron DeSantis will replace Scott Israel and appoint a replacement, which I believe he has the authority to do, and which today's editorial in the Sun Sentinel argues that he has the authority to do, although Israel might face a trial in the state Senate, which is in solidly Republican hands and could be counted on to remove him. And, of course, there's a third theory, which is that DeSantis and Scott will do nothing, and that Scott Israel will remain in office for two more years to face the wrath of the voters. There's a rumor about a poll going around in Broward County that shows that the sheriff is still very popular. Frankly, I doubt that. Having seen some survey research during the recent congressional race for a district that takes up most of Broward County, I found that he had a 69% unfavorable rating among all voters. I don't think he can stay the course. I must reluctantly conclude that Alex Jones and others like Laura Loomer were absolutely right. It's time for Sheriff Scott Israel to go. I hope Governor-elect Ron DeSantis will keep his pledge to review this case and act aggressively to replace the leadership at the Broward County Sheriff's Office, which some of you may not know is the largest police force in the United States, a department with over 6,000 employees, almost 4,000 of whom are either law enforcement officers or firefighters. The people of Broward County, the taxpayers of Broward County, and the parents who lost children at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School deserve nothing less.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone. I was in Washington, D.C. with Alex Jones and many, many other Trump supporters to celebrate the inauguration of our new president when a story hit page one of the New York Times. This story said that I was among three Trump advisors who was under Obama administration surveillance during the 2016 campaign. Well, we know that at least one of those other people was Carter Page. And, of course, the story about the misuse of illicit FISA warrants to spy on Mr. Page has now been firmly established in the mainstream media as well as the alternative media. And I can tell you that IT experts retained by my current attorneys can say to a certainty that I have been under government surveillance under Robert Mueller, the special counsel, for a little under 2 years. That means listening to all your phone calls, monitoring your text messages, and reading your emails, including those that have nothing to do with politics and business but are intensely personal. You got to wonder, how can this kind of violation of my Fourth Amendment rights go on? Well, now I want to talk to you about an incredible case that is moving into the courts in which the crusading journalist Cheryl Atkinson is suing the Justice Department and the FBI because she learned, due to her reporting about Fast and Furious, the gun-running scandal under Barack Obama, overseen by Attorney General Eric Holder, that the government remotely accessed all of her computer devices, reading all of her emails, and in some cases actually monitoring her phone calls with whistleblower sources. This is not the first time the Obama administration monitored the activities of journalists. Some will remember that James Rosen, formerly of Fox News, covering the White House for that news organization, was monitored as well, reading his emails, listening to his phone calls. Why, you might ask, how can this happen in America? Well, Cheryl Atkinson, who is an incredible journalist, is not taking this news sitting down. She is moving into the courts with an aggressive lawsuit to challenge the government over the illicit and, I believe, illegal surveillance of her work. She is facing a daunting task because the government plays keep away, even when in discovery they are ordered to reveal things. They delay, they stall, they cover up, and in many cases, they lie. Cheryl Atkinson needs our support for this incredible lawsuit, and therefore I urge those who are concerned about our Fourth Amendment rights and concerned about the Obama administration's and the current FBI's constant illicit use of our intelligence services for domestic political spying to go to Cheryl Atkinson's GoFundMe site. She has raised a good $79,000. I think this is all, by and large, over the last month, but she needs our support today. So keep tabs on this case. It's an important one, and if you can, give Cheryl Atkinson your support. She needs it and deserves it. Now, some of you may be familiar with a story that broke last Friday when we learned that the House Intelligence Committee, voted to give my 4 hours of testimony transcript to Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Some people may remember that I wanted my testimony to be in public from the beginning, and I was denied that right so that my testimony was taken behind closed doors. What people don't know is that even today, I am not permitted to have a copy of the transcript of my own testimony. My lawyers are entitled to go look at it in a controlled chamber of the U.S. House of Representatives, but they are not even allowed to take notes. It's quite extraordinary. Here's the key thing to remember, though, and that is that the House Intelligence Committee made this move having been egged on by Congressman Adam Schiff and his allies, Congressman Eric Swalwell, Congressman Joaquin Castro, and others. The truth is, they are the liars. My testimony is entirely truthful. Now, it's not inconceivable that I may have made inconsequential errors over a 4.5 hour inquiry. I have over 1 million emails, impossible for one individual to remember all of that, but at no time did I dissemble. What does this all really mean? I will tell you. It means they have no evidence of Russian collusion, no evidence of WikiLeaks collaboration, no evidence whatsoever that I received anything, including allegedly hacked or allegedly stolen emails in advance of their publication by WikiLeaks. And in fact, I had no knowledge of the source or the content of those disclosures. Now, I disclosed to the House Intelligence Committee that Randy Credico, a New York City talk show host, was the source that told me about both the significance and the October release date for the WikiLeaks disclosures. Mr. Credico has denied that repeatedly, mostly on MSNBC, who has given my forum every 15 minutes. The problem is that approximately 10 days ago, I released 80 total pages of text messages, 30 pages of which proved beyond dispute that Mr. Credico was my source. Where will you find that? Not in the Wall Street Journal, not in the Daily Beast, not at Politico until my lawyers registered a formal complaint, not at the Washington Post until they finally reported it only after another formal complaint from my attorneys. This is the game they play. At the end of the day, however, I don't know that the government wants to get into this. You see, one of the questions is about Henry Greenberg. Now, Henry Greenberg was a Russian, an ethnic Russian, but an American citizen, who approached me in May of 2016 trying to sell me dirt on Hillary Clinton, an approach which I flatly turned down and left. But Henry Greenberg was and is an FBI informant. That is beyond dispute based on information that has been posted online, his actual informant visas that prove he was working for James Comey. So what was he doing coming to see me in May of 2016? About the same time that an FBI asset was approaching George Papadopoulos, an FBI asset was approaching Carter Page. Well, we know that the formal investigation of Donald Trump's supposed ties to Russia didn't start until July of 2016. That means there had to be a preliminary investigation opened in order for their approach to me to be legal. When did that preliminary investigation start? Why does the Obama administration and the FBI and even the intelligence services today refuse to answer that question? This is the Pandora's box that would be opened in the event that they bring some bogus charge against me. You see, I have the name of Mr. Greenberg's handler and his phone number in the Miami FBI office. I assure you he would be called as a witness, and we would ask for discovery from the FBI about the approach made to me by someone who is indisputably an FBI informant. So, we shall see. I'm Roger Stone. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'll be...
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at the right place. That's right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm your pinch-hitting host, Roger Stone. Now, we were talking earlier about the vote by the House Intelligence Committee to turn over transcripts of my 4.5 hours of secret testimony before that committee. Of course, that information was illegally leaked to the Washington Post hours before the vote. And it came on the heels of the spate of stories we spoke about earlier, smearing me, saying incorrectly that I admitted to lying about a billionaire Chinese fugitive in a news report here on InfoWars. Let me say it again in case you didn't hear it earlier. I have never reported or broadcast anything I did not believe to be true at the time I broadcast it on InfoWars or any other platform. And when you consider the many hours and the hundreds of stories that we have reported, occasionally we make a mistake. And when we make a mistake, unlike the Washington Post, unlike the Daily Beast, unlike the Wall Street Journal and so many other of the fake news media, we correct it. But those stories were the setup for the leak on Friday that the House Intelligence Committee had voted to release my testimony. Here's what you will sadly not read other than at ABC. I released a letter sent to the committee that very same day demanding that they release my testimony to the American people. Let's let the people see exactly what I said. So when Adam Schiff says, well, he didn't tell us about Henry Greenberg, he's right about that. On the other hand, my meeting with Henry Greenberg was inconsequential, other than the fact that Mr. Greenberg, a Russian national, was an FBI informant, and he was in the country in 2016 on the basis of an informant's visa. Why is it that Congressman Schiff, the Bull Schiffer himself, has no interest whatsoever in who Henry Greenberg was and why he was trying to compromise me and attempting to sully the president, I should say entrap the president, in May of 2016? Then there's the question of an email exchange between Steve Bannon and I. An exchange that if you read the New York Times, you would believe I emailed Bannon, but in fact, Bannon emailed me. He did so on the heels of a public event widely reported in the press in which Julian Assange on October 2nd held a press event inside the embassy, of course, in London, and he released no documents regarding Hillary Clinton, documents he had been teasing about on CNN, on Fox, since June of 2016. What most people did not notice is that Assange, in that press event, said that there would be weekly releases for the next 10 weeks and that all of the U.S. election-related material would be released in the weeks before the election. That was reported by the Washington Post as, and I quote, Assange made some vague commitment to future disclosures, close quote. We have asked repeatedly for the Washington Post to correct that, and they have refused to do so. Who are the honest journalists, and who is playing games with the truth? I think it's clear to the American people. So if the Mueller investigation or the House Intelligence Committee want to open the can of worms, we will find out when Crossfire Hurricane really began. We will find out when their preliminary investigation was opened. We will find out the circumstances under which Professor Joseph Mifsud approached George Papadopoulos. We will find out the circumstances under which Carter Page was approached by Stephen Halper. But more importantly, we will find out why the FBI was sending a known informant to see me in May of 2016, trying to sell me dirt on Hillary Clinton for $2 million. When I scoffed at that offer and rejected it, Mr. Greenberg said, and I quote, it's not your money I want, it's Donald Trump's money. I think that tells us everything we need to know. In the meantime, I think most of you are familiar with a tactic that the special counsel specializes in, and that is trying to financially destroy their victims. I have been under federal investigation for almost 2 years. I believe that few Americans could survive the proctological legal examination that I have been under. Yet today, I can tell you with all confidence that they have no evidence of Russian collusion, no evidence that I collaborated with WikiLeaks, no evidence that I communicated with Julian Assange or WikiLeaks beyond the two examples which are known. So on ABC, two weekends ago, when Congressman Adam Schiff said, public reports indicate that the contacts with Stone and WikiLeaks were more extensive than he told the committee. No, Congressman, that's a lie. I disclosed that Randy Credico was my source to the House Intelligence Committee, and I released an innocuous direct message exchange between me and the flack at WikiLeaks, in which he essentially blew me off, providing no evidence yet again of any collaboration. Only in this insane atmosphere can a direct message exchange, which is exculpatory, be held up as your tormentors in an aha moment. The problem is that those documents were turned over to the House Intelligence Committee well over a year ago. Oops. So that is the kind of witch hunt I have been subjected to. I think most of you know the goal is to destroy me financially, to so sap me of resources that I can no longer pay for the attorneys that I need to fight, which is why I ask you to go to the Stone Defense Fund now for a special holiday season emergency contribution. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that every penny I can scrape up has to go to pay my legal defense. They have unlimited taxpayer money with which to try to smear and destroy me. The woman heading the investigation into me used to be Hillary Clinton's attorney in the email case. Yes, you heard me right. And the supervising prosecutor was recommended for his job by none other than Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general. Wait a minute. I thought Mr. Mueller's inquiry was supposed to be completely independent of the Justice Department. There's a lot to get into here if they really want to proceed in this effort to take me down. But you can read again and again in The Atlantic, in The Washington Post, in The New York Times, I'm being investigated for my ties to WikiLeaks, which I've fully disclosed are minimal and innocuous. It's a witch hunt. Now, some of you may have seen that I last week offered this little nugget. It's a paperweight. It's actually a Roger Stone, a stone which I have signed. And you can go to stonecoldtruth.com, click on shop, and buy one of these mementos for yourself. This is an exact replica of the very stone that little David used to take down Goliath. Now, this was obviously a fundraising idea. Every dollar for stones that I sell go to fund the Stone Legal Defense Fund. And frankly, sales were not too brisk until Talking Points Memo and Rolling Stone decided to mock me for the sale of these Roger stones. That, in turn, means that they have flown off the shelf. I spent most of the Christmas holiday signing stones. I distributed gift stones, pardon me, to many of the InfoWars staff. But if you want to get your own stone today, a historical memento, go to stonecoldtruth.com, click on shop, and get your own Roger Stone. I will be happy to sign it and mail it to you immediately. Thank you. You're on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone. And it's a good time to remind you that we still need your support at InfoWars.com. We are facing legal challenges and a veritable war of censorship. You can pick up my latest book, Stone's Rules, or many other great products, knowing that your expenditures go to fund the fight for freedom. I'll be right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town. Got the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Welcome back. Yes, that's ZZ Top. That's an awful lot of music for just three guys. That's your genuine Texas guitar. Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone. You know, the most fun I had in all of the past year was when Alex Jones and I went into the lion's den and bearded down Sundar Pai, the chief executive officer of Google, a man who sat before the panel of the House Judiciary Committee and perjured himself over and over again. Also notable was the performance of Congressman Jerry Nadler, who will soon claim to be the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and would be if we recognize the illicit and illegal recent elections in which voter fraud installed an alleged Democrat majority. Now, Nadler said in a statement, which was written by Google lobbyists, and in a series of questions, which were written by Google lobbyists, that the idea that conservatives and Republicans and Trump supporters are disadvantaged in the Google search is a right-wing conspiracy theory. No, Jerry, sorry. You may simply look at the internal videos from Google, the internal memos that have leaked, and the extraordinary good work of Project Veritas to prove that you are a bald-faced liar and that conservatives are indeed disadvantaged. Case in point, when Congressman Joaquin Castro, the adorable twin congressman from Texas, IQ 70, accused me a week ago of perjury before the House Intelligence Committee because he claimed that I said that I didn't know the timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures, when what I said was I didn't know the exact timing. My contact, my source, having told me that it would be in October. Now, I know this is tough for you, Joaquin, but October has 31 days, and we didn't know what day it would be. Consequently, my testimony was truthful and honest, and your claim is a smear. But if you go look that story up, you'll find that all the stories in which he makes the charge against me are at the top of the feed. But then the story in the media, in the Daily Caller and InfoWars, where I destroy his arguments, well, you won't find that. Perfect example of the kind of games that Google is playing. Then they asked him about China. China, he said, I couldn't find the place on a map. We're not working in China. We're not doing anything with the Chinese government. A lie. Then we talked about the whole question of the tracking capability of the Google program on your cell phone. Oh, no, he said, that can be turned off. Well, yes, it can be turned off. That means you don't have the function showing. But the tracking continues. This guy is the biggest liar since, oh, I don't know, Congressman Adam Schiff. You remember him. He's the guy who said he's seen more than circumstantial evidence of Russian collusion as a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Told that to Chuck Todd on Meet the Press, but has never been able to produce an iota, a scintilla. That's because it is a fraud. It's bull Schiff. If you're listening on radio, I said Schiff, S-C-H-I-F-F. Which reminds me of the slogan, if it's Schiff, flush it. That's Schiff, S-C-H-I-F-F. This guy is the greatest con man, the greatest huckster, the greatest charlatan that I have seen. They called him Tricky Dick, but next to Richard Nixon, Nixon looks like St. Thomas Aquinas compared to Adam Schiff, a fraudster. It's a shame that I am unlikely to go testify for his committee, because a lot of questions I'd like to ask him. Like, why is he having a fundraiser hosted by a Ukrainian arms dealer with undeniable links to organized crime in Ukraine? And what exactly is his relationship with Ed Buck, the gay Democratic fundraiser and mega donor who seems to have been responsible for the deaths of a number of young black male prostitutes? This was wildly reported in the media, yet there has been a cover-up, and one of his victims' mothers has called out repeatedly for justice. Yes, I would say Adam Schiff has a lot of questions to answer. Unfortunately, I probably won't get the opportunity to ask them. But I'm sure the mainstream media will ask him these hard questions. Oh, probably not. In any event, it is going to be an extraordinary year because it is obvious to me that the House Democrats intend to vote articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. You can see them crashing the economy now as the backdrop for impeachment. As Rush Limbaugh pointed out only the other day in his terrific broadcast, that is their intention. They did it under Nixon in 1974. They seek to do it now. No, it is not Donald Trump destroying the economy. It is a Fed chairman who is now raising interest rates yet again, because he says the economy may overheat. I see no evidence of this overheating. What I see is prosperity and the fact that there are jobs again, that President Donald Trump has created 4.2 million jobs, that unemployment is at the lowest point in American history, The Hispanic and Black unemployment are at the lowest point since we began keeping those statistics. That billions of dollars were pouring back into the country for reinvestment. My God, Trump has revived the economy. Now they, the international bankers, working with the Fed, an illicit group whose responsibilities and duties and authority are not outlined in our U.S. Constitution, are seeking to destroy economic prosperity as the backdrop to take down our president. Make no mistake about that, folks. That is the game plan. Now, since Mr. Mueller will come up empty-handed on the question of Russian collusion, it's pretty clear that the Democrats decided they were going to use a tortured and questionable campaign finance reform allegation against the president as the basis of impeachment. Adam Schiff, who we referred to previously, actually said Donald Trump will face jail time. Well, you know what, Congressman? The guy who should face jail time is the guy who took international campaign contributions from the Ukraine, if we know anybody who meets that definition. And while we're at it, we probably need to disclose the names of all those members of Congress who use taxpayer money to pay off claims of sexual harassment. That would be a story that would be most interesting, and I'm willing to bet you that there are more Democrats on that list than Republicans. In fact, I'm willing to bet you that most of the people on that list, perhaps virtually all of them, will be Democrats. Democrats whose names are in the news every day. Democrats who are members of the House Intelligence Committee, soon to be in their alleged majority. I suspect that people who live in glass houses should not throw stones. Mr. Schiff says he's sponsoring legislation to change a ruling by the Justice Department that says a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. Good. Why don't we also push legislation to say that members of Congress who use taxpayer money to pay off claims of sexual assault or sexual harassment are immediately ejected from the Congress? Now, that's legislation that I could really get behind. The hypocrisy of the left is incredible. Robert Mueller and Adam Schiff are pursuing Roger Stone on allegations of perjury. Yet James Clapper can testify to the Congress that we have no metadata collection program on Americans, proven to be a lie by the revelations published by Glenn Greenwald in The Intercept that came from Edward Snowden. So there is one standard for Republicans and conservatives and Trump supporters. There's a completely different standard for Democrats. That's where we have come in America today. If you want us to continue this crusading investigative journalist, if you want us to continue to call out George Soros and the globalists and the two-party duopoly that run this country into the gutter, please go to Infowars.com right now and go to the store and look at our extraordinary specials for the holiday season. I want to remind you, whether it is Myco ZX Plus at 55% off, my all-time favorite, of course, Brain Force Plus, my new favorite, Bodies, which has helped my knee dramatically. I kind of overdid it by running a little too far. These products help us finance the fight for freedom and a vibrant, robust InfoWars as the flagship, as a beacon of freedom and truth. Thank you for joining us on the Alex Jones Show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients.